morning, everybody, and welcome to day 11. It's awesome having you here, and I love you. I'm wearing my I love you hat for those who are on the audio. If you look at the video, you'll see. So hopefully this is working. Let me just check something. Yep. We're in good shape here. Excellent. So day 11, we are past the halfway point. Yay! You're halfway through. And as I mentioned, there's usually between day 8 and day 11, somewhere in there, there's these wonderful opportunities the universe provides. And the universe being you, of course. That provides a little bit of a breakdown before the breakthrough. This happens in just about everything new that we're trying. New habits, new ways of thinking, new diets, new exercise programs. There's a moment where there's a bit of a breakdown. And sometimes there is even a plateau. And it's all good. It's all as it should be. All of it is designed in there for a reason. There's a reason why all of us can nod our head and say, oh, yeah, that's happening. Because it's a process of integration. It's a process of habit breaking. It's part of the process of habit breaking. So the good news is that you know it. And when you know it, you can now be in choice about it. You can now change the angle of perception on it and say, huh, look at that. There's something showing up for me right now. And lots of you are having just amazing breakthroughs too. And good. So Sandy's saying that her energy has been low. Yeah, that's understandable. That is totally understandable. And part of the reason why that's happening is that, first of all, a lot is changing and your energy field is adjusting, okay? Secondly, when we are moving into finally feeling the feelings, oftentimes we're just plain tired. We're just plain tired, right? Part of that is we've let go of all of those adrenaline fueled holding on for dear life patterns. And when we've released them and we are starting to just be ourselves, man, we've been tired for decades, but didn't allow ourselves to be tired. So it's okay if you're a little tired right now. Seriously. It's okay. It's a good thing. So these are all symptoms of change. And sometimes the body is telling you, I need to rest. I just need to rest. the holiday weekend, I took each day I took a freaking nap. Just needed to rest a little bit. Integrate these amazing transformations that are happening. And some of you are experiencing elation and exaltation because the love, you're starting to see the love that you are, the love that is there. So let's just tap into what if I am a being of love? What if that were true? And what if love is the greatest power in the universe? It's the greatest natural resource. It's the greatest source of energy. It's the greatest source of transformation. It's the greatest source of individuated power. Excuse me. It's the greatest source of power. What if that were true? And what if that were true, and love is the greatest source of power of every kind, and I am love, ergo, I am the greatest source of power in the universe. What if I live in love? What if I dance in love? What if I can see and start noticing the love that I am? What if that were all true? Knowing that love is the greatest source of power. And what if I am love and I am part of this amazing source of true, neutral power? What if I am love? What if, as love, I am in this state of stillness? And what if, in this state of stillness, as love, all possibilities are now available to me? All. What if me in this state of neutral love means that attachments and conditions and expectations simply dissolve? There's only me and love. What if that were true? I feel that right now. Feel that right now. Sorry, I have a little cough. What if that were true? What if, and if it's not penetrating, just have an inkling that it could be true. Just an inkling. Just a tiny little inkling. That, what if I am love? And love is the greatest power in the universe, and I am part of that power. Just an inkling of that. Tap into that beautiful, beautiful inkling. There are you. There's the energy. There's the energy. Beautiful. There's a wonderful unwinding happening right now. That's it. That's it. Beautiful. Now, we're going to talk about self-hatred, self-loathing. I was going to talk about relationships, but it feels like I'm being nudged by guidance to, which is likely your guidance, to talk about this. And no accidents that we started with noticing the love that we are, because that's true. That is true. And sometimes the things that happened to us got warped, and the only person we could blame was ourselves. Because blaming anyone else would have been too dangerous. So, in our beautiful minds, when we were little kids, we thought, well, it's got to be me. It's got to be me. What else could it be? It has to be me. Yeah, so I'm going to share a little personal story with you to give you some context for this. As you can tell, I'm checking in to see if this is appropriate because I don't want to dominate the landscape here. But they're telling me it will be a nice illustration for you. When I was around 5, I used to sleep in the same room with my sister. And my dad would come into the room and molest my sister when I was in the bed beside her. And all I did for years as this happened was, thank you, God, that it's not me. And so in my little, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old mind through those years, I took that on as, thank you, God, that my sister is being molested. Because there is no other way to spin it, right? So you can see how the warped conclusions are made. And so that unyielding shame and horror created self-loathing, hatred. And I've been actually working with this week as part of this stress and anxiety program. I could feel in the chamber of my heart that I hated myself. And I think I've mentioned that a couple days ago. And like I've been sharing all the way along, there's a really good reason why. There's a really good reason why. If you know it, like I know the story, great. And you can tell now, the story doesn't have any energy for me. It's just something that happened that explains the conclusion I made. That's it. It's different than those times in my life where I claimed the story so that I could label myself as a victim. That's not true. And so there's multiple holistic reasons why I'm sharing this story, which is to bring your mind to an understanding that it's simply a conclusion that was made about a circumstance that happened, and that's it. Now, the circumstance in the story no longer matters. It doesn't matter at all. I'm here to tell you, the things that happen to us don't matter. What matters is the conclusions we made from them. What matters is the beliefs that we formed about them. What matters is the emotions that got repressed in those moments because it was not safe to share. What matters is the walnuts we created that protected us from the emotion so that we could survive. That's all that matters. The story no longer matters. What happened no longer matters. And I'm not saying to have lack of compassion for that part of us that experienced it. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is it's like change of the mind, to look at it slightly differently, to just look at the parts of us that got held in that moment, made conclusions that are still running the show deep in the subconscious. And the incident that created that is long over, okay? So the mind gets to understand that there is no incident anymore. It's done. It completed. It's finished. It's long done. And that incident will never, ever, ever happen again. Let's get our minds to understand that. I will never be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old again in the bed beside my sister when my father was doing that. That will never happen again. It's over. But what's not over is the conclusions that I made. And so I got to play. Oh, I'm seeing what we're going to do today. This is really cool. This is a gift that was given to me. I didn't know I was going to be able to share this. Oh, this is so exciting. Oh, my gosh. I almost feel like crying. Oh, my gosh. We're going to install something today that is incredibly powerful. This is really cool. Okay. So, that's it. Okay, so the minds are now really starting to understand that there's a different process here and that we no longer have to hang our hat on the story. The story no longer matters. The story no longer matters. Right? So, and it would be great if from now on in this group, we started noticing that the story is less important and the emotion that came out of it is more important. So instead of sharing the story, and again, I just did it. However, I did it as a point of illustration. So instead of sharing the story, we instead share the conclusions that we made out of the story. So instead of going into this long story about what happened, instead we say a sentence, and then the long story is about the conclusions we've made and the transformations we are making. This is a slight shift. Okay, so, and if you want to share the story, it's okay. Everything is fine. There's no criticism. There's no wrong here. I hope you understand that. But I'm wanting the mind to start to notice how often we share the story. I've never shared that story, by the way. Never. It's only been recently, it's only been since my sister passed away that I started sharing it all because she couldn't have handled it if it came back to her. So it's only been, well, it's going to be 4 years on the 4th that my sister passed. So 4 years in just a couple of days. And for those of you who are listening later, it doesn't matter. And so I wasn't able to share about any of the abuse because it would have been too hard on my sister. So I chose to honor her and not share. So now I share. But I had never shared that piece. But nonetheless, the the point is to notice when you're sharing the story and maybe do a little editing on the post and change it to a sentence of the story, which adds context, and really start focusing on the transformation, on the conclusions you made and how those conclusions are running your life. Okay? So that's a new thing that we can do. All right. So we're going to do a process, and then we're going to go and repattern some things from those past upsets, okay? From the past conclusions that were made. Okay. Abby, it's okay. You can share it with anyone. Like I said, there's no wrong in any of this ever. There's no wrong with it. It's just a moment of noticing that if you share the story over and over and over again, the story has more power. That's all. Just noticing. And you can share the story until for the rest of your life with anyone you meet. That's all good. Okay? It's all okay. I'm not saying not to. What I am saying is notice. Notice when you share the story, is the story more powerful than you? Notice that if you share just a little bit of the story, but share in more detail the emotions that got repressed, the upset that happened, the conclusions you made about yourself, the patterns that showed up from it. Notice what that feels like and just start experimenting with this a little bit, okay? I used to tell my story like a badge of freaking honor when I was in college. It was so inappropriate what I did, but I get it. I understand why I did. I love that part of me that had to do that and went through it and realized that what matters most is the emotions that got repressed. That's what matters most. The patterns that I created and the coping mechanisms that I created to keep that emotion safely encased in that walnut shell. When you understand that, you've got command of your life. The story is nothing. It's a nothing. It's just a nothing. Okay? And again, stories are fine. It's okay. There's nothing wrong here. I'm not telling you to change, to do anything. I am telling you, though, however, to notice. That's it. Just notice. All right? All right. So we're going to do a little process here right now. And we are going to... Okay. I'm just tapping it because I just did the process with myself. It came through. And I'm wondering how to deliver it to you in a way that really, really serves you. Okay, so Archangel Michael is here, and if you don't believe that kind of stuff, it's okay. Just pretend that there's a source of love that's here. That's it. Archangel Michael, to me, is a beautiful metaphor for love and power together. So just look at all these things as metaphors. And that's it. Okay, so Archangel Michael is here right now, and he has this incredible, powerful ball in his hand. And he's holding an intention that this, in his hands, the ball's like this big. But for us, it would be about the size of, about this big. So it would be the size, you ever, in Canada, they have that small ball bowling. It'd be about that, like lawn bowling. A bocce ball, kind of. It's about that size. So it's an oversized, it's about a third larger than a softball. And it's this beautiful ball of condensed love and light. It's just powerful. It's powerful. And so he has a really huge version of it that creates balls, and he's creating individual balls for each of us. And each of us, it contains a very distinct set of energies and frequencies that are designed just for each of us, okay? And what's going to happen is he's going to install these balls into each of us. And these are powerful balls of light and love that are natural shields. And what he's told me they're called is a neutral no. It's a neutral no. Isn't that cool? And what that means is... there's pressure or someone is asking something of us and it was like, It's just no. Right? So someone sent me an email saying that you need to tell me and answer me these three things, and the three questions would have taken a month to answer. And, you know, my answer is join this program, right? All of those questions will be answered, but there was a sense of entitlement in it and I just used my ball, and the ball, what it does is it expands out into this natural, neutral no, and it just pushes the energy away. And it's not a violent act. It's not an act that is superior. It's nothing other than no. And it's not a no. It's just a, I don't think so. No. And as the no happens, this ball expands in this 360 degree and just pushes the energy away. It reminds me, I did a lot of shamanic work, a lot, when I lived in Toronto in the late 80s and early 90s. And I learned on that shamanic journey that sometimes these quote-unquote darker energies show up. And I, you know, we are completely in our power at any moment to say no to anything. And so when these energies would show up, I would either use it and learn the lesson from it, or I would just say no. And it just had no choice but to go away. And then when I went on my ayahuasca journey, you know, it's fueled by medicine, that same process was true, because these darker energies showed up and I just said no. And they had no choice but to leave. And this beautiful shield, if you will, it's a neutral no of power in this beautiful ball that is actually being installed right now. It's happening right now. This beautiful ball, each of you is going to receive this incredible ball that is just for you. It's happening right now. Wow, it's really cool. And so this is now your neutral no. And when a circumstance arises and it's just a no, you don't have to fret. You don't have to freak out. You don't have to worry. You don't have to take it on. You don't have to say, well, I hurt their feelings. You don't have to do any of that. Just access the ball and just, it's an internal no. No, I don't think so. And it just pushes the energy away. Right? It just does exactly what I did on the ayahuasca journey. I don't think so. And it just went, whoo, goes away. Mind makes a noise. It makes a woo noise. So as this ball is installed, you can start to feel that there's this beautiful energetic no, and this beautiful shield, if you will, of neutral no. It's not a power over no. It's not anything but just, I don't think so. No. And if you want, sometimes I can feel this an activation as I do it. No. So this neutral no is, oh man, it's now installed. That's it. It's now installed in all of you. And if you're listening long in the future, it's definitely there for you as well. Okay. So it's installed now. That's it. And so there's something that's supposed to happen right now. They're telling me what it is. Okay, I'm going to do a quick little soul song that's going to integrate and activate the ball even more. It's already activated, but it's going to activate. So this is the soul song of your new power ball, your neutral no ball, okay? So here comes the soul song for the neutral no ball. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh. Well, that was a fun little song. Okay, so now this neutral ball, this ball, neutral no of your power, of just pure power. The energy of love that we noticed earlier is in this incredible ball that is now part of your field of being. It's part of your tools of moving through the world now. So no matter what situation you are in, you can remember and hearken back to this moment and notice the ball of neutral no. And you just get to say no, and the ball just expands and pushes the energy away. And the people involved have no choice but to walk away in some form or another. It might take minutes, it might take weeks, it may take months for them to walk away. But nonetheless, as this energy pushes out, they have no choice because it is energy of love. And nothing but love can be in the face of this ball. Okay? So, now we're going to go into that beautiful child that experienced something that was, that created shame and self-loathing. So feel that self-hate or self-loathing or shame right now. And know that we have this incredible, powerful tool within us right now that we are going to use. Excuse me. Okay. And we're going to bring our attention to that little one. Well, actually, let's go to the physical body first. Sorry, I jumped ahead. So where do you feel that shame and self-loathing in your physical body? Where do you feel that in your physical body? Bring your attention to that area of your physical body, and you're going to bring the attention of you as the observer, okay? You are the observer. You are the observer. And so what that means is that you are in a state of neutral, but in a state of supportive compassion at the same time. So fairy godmother, guardian angel, the archetypal mothering energy like Mother Mary, maybe a scientist that is compassionate yet linear, that can stay neutral. Embody this energy. Embody this energy. Okay? I think it's your volume because my volume's all the way up. I don't know what to tell you. Someone just said that they can't hear me. So feel your beautiful energy as this incredible observer. Feel yourself being embodied in this beautiful observer. And bring your attention to this little one that's in this part of your physical body. There's a younger version of you in this physical part of your physical body. And bring your attention there. And so as you bring your attention there, you're going to notice this little one who is an expression, who's expressing the shame and the self-loathing. And we just say to them, of course that's how you'd feel. Of course that's how you'd feel, because it was such a confusing time, and how could you make sense of it? So of course you would self-hate and self-loathe. And what is the emotion underneath that, we ask them. What is the emotion underneath that? What's really going on here? And we notice that there's emotion underneath it. They notice that there's an emotion underneath it. Remember, you're the observer and they're feeling. You're the observer, they're feeling. You're observing, they're feeling. Okay? And they just start to feel and express whatever it is. And for me, it's just sheer rage. And there's also sadness mixed in. And it's just, and so we just get to say, go for it. Go for it. Feel that feeling finally. Feel that feeling finally. Feel that feeling finally. And know that this is a very safe space and that there's no one here that can come into your field of being. No one. And that I, as an observer, protector, am keeping this space clean for you. And so they just get to feel the feelings of pure energy of that emotion. And they just get to feel it and express it. And we say to them, of course, that's how you feel. How else could you have felt? And and thank you for holding on to this. Thank you for holding on to this and putting that walnut shell around it. Because if we had expressed this emotion at that time, it would have been dangerous, certainly not safe. So thank you for holding on to it until this moment and finally feeling it. And again, we are not asking you to change, my beautiful one. We are not asking you to change. Just feel and express this energy, this emotion. That's it. And now, Archangel Michael is there and installs the same ball that's in us, in them. And they have this beautiful, beautiful ball of protection. And they get to rage or feel the sadness or whatever it is. And they feel this beautiful energy within them of their power as they just feel and express their emotions. And at the same time as that's happening, they're noticing that this immense energy of love is coming in. Huge energy of love, powerful love is coming in. And just loving them and contributing to their power in this moment, contributing to the ball and activating it even more. This power of this neutral no is now within them. That's it. And now, whoever was involved in whatever happened that created this shame is now present, but present outside of them. So they are protected from them. And for extra protection, they have in their hand a beautiful remote control that controls those individuals' actions, energies, everything. So they have a pause, they have a rewind, they have a stop. And right now, they're on stop. They are on full stop. And so while they are present, the little one knows that, wow, I am super in charge here. I am completely in command here. I am completely in charge here. I've got my remote control, I've got my powerball, I've got the love that is here honoring me and acknowledging me and loving me. And that little one is super powered. And you can feel their little feet on the floor, almost in a martial arts position of power. That's it. Okay, So, Judy, move back into your observer. Okay? Your mind is making conclusions. So for any of you whose mind is involved in making analysis and conclusions, just move back into the observer. And remember that you're observing this little one is experiencing. It's not you, it's them. Okay, got it? Good. Now, the conclusion that was made in that moment was influenced by the people around you. If you're a little kid, you can't figure it out. The adults can. Okay? So in that moment, you made a conclusion about who you are and what life is. That's what this little one is doing now, and we are unraveling that. And we are allowing them to be in their power. We're allowing them to be in this field with the remote control. And whoever was there that influenced the decisions and conclusions you made about yourself in that moment, they are there. Anyone who is the people that were there that created the learning of shame and the learning of self-loathing are there. Yet they are in this place outside of you. It's like there's this plexiglass around you, if you will. Okay? And now you have the remote control. You're there. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to just use the neutral no right now with them. Okay? We're just going to use the neutral no right now with them. We're going to say to them that this was not okay. What happened was not okay. It was not okay. There we go. That's what the little one is saying. Again, remember, you're the observer. observing the little one. And you might be a little bit part of this process, and it's okay. Just remember that to keep your neutral energy here and to keep their beautiful energy of whatever they're doing over there. You're observing their feeling. You're observing their feeling. Okay? Good. So we watch them now claim their power, claim their no, and they're going to use their new tool. And we can, as the observer, we can use it too. And so they're just going to say no, no more, and watch the ball expand and push all that energy away. In fact, what it does is it pushes it right out of them. Any old energy that was related to the shame or self-loathing is pushed out through the neutral no. And this beautiful 360-degree ball of power and love just expands out of them. Expands out of them. And pushes those individuals right out of the picture. Just no. And there might be several versions of that, several ripples of that, several waves of that. So no, just no. And it's not a rageful no, it could be, but it's really just a very firm, powerful no. And it clears the space, and it clears any old energies around that, what happened out. It just clears the space. And it works. 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 There we go. There we go. There we go. And so now this little girl looks at us and we look at them and we're like, wow, we are powerful. Look at that. We are powerful. Look at that. And the little girl stands in her power. And from this moment on, my little girl, it might be your little boy, apologies to the men. So our little ones are standing in their power, knowing that they have this amazing tools. They have the remote control as well. And at any given moment, at any point in time, they can use this power to just say no, no. And the ball expands and pushes the energy. It just pushes it away gently, but powerfully and firmly. That's it. And so this little one now starts to grow up with this beautiful power. And them knowing the power of love that they are. And they start to move through their life now with this power. And it changes the dynamics of everything. They start to grow up in this power. So 5 years goes by, and they've been doing the beautiful neutral no wherever it's required, wherever it's needed. And the dynamics of the family can't help but change because the energy pushes it away. So either they go and live with another family, or the family dynamic changes so completely because it can't be the same in the face of this beautiful neutral no. And the power that's developed in this little one. Now, 10 years have gone by. And if you remember what it used to be like, just remember what it's like now and say, wow, it's different. You get to notice it's different. You get to notice it's different. Right? So now you're 15 years ahead. And that neutral no has changed a lot of things in your life, in her life, in his life. And you notice how the circumstances are quite different now. And now we're turbocharging this. Now it's 20 years after the neutral no was installed. And the life is quite different. The light is quite different. That's it. And now it goes all the way up to you right now. And your ball has been used many, 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 many times now with tremendously powerful, loving results. And when you open your eyes in this moment, you open your eyes to the power that is here, that has been established and proven over years and decades, of how powerful you are. And that now you have this amazing tool that is simply no. Simply no. That's it right there. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That's it. Wow, that was really a powerful day today. Well done. Well done for bringing that through. And Archangel Michael is kind of here just fluffing up your field and integrating the parable even more, polishing it up a little bit. That's it. Beautiful. Well done. And thank you, Archangel Michael. So, wow, I almost don't know how to end this because, man, that was cool. So notice today when you are, maybe this does tie back into the homework, which was about them, that they have to change in order for me to be happy. They have to change in order for me to have less stress. So maybe use the neutral no and notice a little bit more with those individuals, okay? Notice the neutral no. That's it. Notice it and allow yourself to just notice what happens when you give all your power to them, that they have to change in order for you to be happy or less stressed. Notice that part too. And then just use the ball and see what happens. Just like, no, no more, no more, no more. Wonderful. We went over a little bit today. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sticking with this. Thank you for being here. We are past the halfway point. For some of us, it's going to start to feel a little bit downhill from here in a good way. Like downhill is good because we've been climbing the mountain for a while. So congratulations. Well done. And I'll see you on day 12. Bye, everyone.